ESPN LA 710.
Welcome to the experience here on ESPN LA 710. I'm LaFern Cusack. Thank you so much for joining me. Today, we're talking Brotherhood Crusade with Curtis Silvers. He's Executive Vice President of Brotherhood Crusade. Welcome to the show, Curtis.
Good morning. Good morning, LaFern. I'm glad to be with you.
Yeah, I haven't spoken to you for years, and it's such a thrill to have you back. I know you're a Kappa. I'm just throwing that out there. You're a Kappa. I did not contact you on Founders Day, so happy belated Founders Day.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And I think and your dad's a Kappa too, right?
Yes, yes. Unfortunately, he passed away, but a couple years ago. But yeah, true Kappa to bone. So.
Oh yeah. Well, my belated sympathies on that. I'm sorry to hear that, but my belated sympathies.
Yeah. He was a great man, great legacy. So I was excited to have you back to talk about all your legacies and what you're doing in Brotherhood Crusade. Tell us about your position and what you're doing.
Well, as Executive Vice President, I work, report directly to the CEO President, Charisse Bremond Weaver, who is celebrating her 12th year as President CEO. She's the third president of the organization. She's the daughter of the founder of Brotherhood Crusade, Walter Bremond. So we have our own legacy at Brotherhood Crusade with the father and daughter combination. But as Executive VP, I work primarily to help from the operational standpoint, but also to work in fund development, to bring in new relationships, new partners, and to also just to back up Charisse in any major programs or projects that she has going on.
And you have some fantastic news to share with our listeners. What is that, Curtis?
Well, we have some great news. At Brotherhood Crusade, we've been on cloud nine this week because it's been a great week for us. And we are definitely cheering for Steph Curry at the NBA All-Star Game because Brotherhood Crusade, we were selected as one of the charities of choice for this upcoming NBA All-Star Game that's being held at Staples Center next weekend. I guess the All-Star Weekend starts really on Thursday, but if Team Stephen Curry or Team Steph, if they win the game, Brotherhood Crusade we were selected by Steph Curry and his team, as well as with the NBA. But if he wins or his team wins, Brotherhood Crusade will receive $350,000 of unrestricted money that can go to our operations and however we see fit. So that is great. But what's even a bonus, that if for some reason he doesn't win, and we're not hoping that, we hope Team Steph wins, the organization will still receive somewhat of a consolation prize of $150,000. So
we are
extremely excited about being selected, and we really did not know that we were even up for consideration. But I guess through the NBA and their contacts, have been watching some of the nonprofits in Los Angeles because I think they're kicking off this. So now every city that they go to, I believe that they will be tapping two nonprofits. So we're excited to be part of the first two.
Yes, that is very exciting. Tell us what that money would do for your organization in regards to connecting with the community.
Oh, that money, either portion that we get, we will be extremely happy and proud. And it would really go back into some of our direct programs and services that we provide for throughout the city of Los Angeles. You know, we directly touch about 3,000 youth and young adults a year, and then if you also take a look at what we do overall, about 50,000 folks that we touch. So the money will be really put back into our intentional trauma-informed programs that really they focus on mentoring, they focus on character building, life skills, anti-obesity, some violence reduction programs, all to really help young people to self-actualize and to become productive citizens. So, I mean, I'm thinking we have a youth source center that's in the Crenshaw area that we help youth from ages 16 to 24 who are unemployed or out of school or at risk of dropping out of school or unperforming, and they come to our center and help, and they get the help that they need academically, through some social emotional learning activities and initiatives. We have career training for them, paid internships. So we have a lot that happens at our Youth Source Center. Then we have our program called Mentor Me that is a literacy-based program, our Soccer for Success program. We also are active with both the boys and girls in different educational and weekend camps for both boys and young men of color and girls and young ladies of color. So the money will definitely help us and help us expand our capacity when it comes to our human capital as well.
Now, Curtis, this seems very life-fulfilling and with a driven purpose. How did you can you talk about your journey to Brotherhood Crusade and why you are so passionate about helping our community?
Well, my journey to Brotherhood Crusade, it started maybe about 5 years ago. I've been at the organization for 2.5 years. And previously, before I joined Brotherhood Crusade, I was the area director of the United Negro College Fund here in Los Angeles. So I had a chance to be in the nonprofit space, let's say, since 2008. I left corporate America to really find a position that I thought was more fulfilling, and always being active in the community and active in nonprofits. When I worked in corporate America, I wanted to give it a try, and I met Charisse Bremond Weaver, the president of the organization, and she's a dynamic and innovative leader. And we always would joke about if we could ever come together as a team, we would really make a great team. And then, let's say about 3 years ago, we had our annual holiday dinner, and we talked about it again. And then I said, you know what? I think I may be ready to come over and join you and help you take the organization to a different level. And she was excited, and we were able to put something together. And, you know, it's been nonstop. It's been nonstop for us. We have a lot of programs. We're very active in the community. We're active with our youth, and but it's been a great transition, and it's a great nonprofit and organization to be a part of. So that keeps me driven and keeps me going.
Absolutely. I've been trying to get you on the show for about, 3 years now.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, Curtis, as executive vice president, I know you build alliances with other organizations. Can you talk about that structure and how that helps the Brotherhood Crusade?
Well, our alliances, and we do have a lot. We have great corporate partners, of course, as well as some major foundations that support our work. A lot of individuals through our workplace giving campaign throughout the city. So we have a lot of people who give to us, you know, that donation from your check, you know, the dollar or $5 every month. They are also great partners. And then from a nonprofit standpoint, we do work closely with other nonprofits in Los Angeles, Southern Justice Leadership Institute, for one, and the Genesee project that helps out with violence with women, and an array of other nonprofits that we work with. We are also very active with the city of Los Angeles. Many different programs and initiatives. Our gang reduction and youth development program, what we call it GRID, which is a comprehensive project with the city of Los Angeles, the mayor's office of public safety, where we work. And it's more of a prevention standpoint. We work with about 150 youth in a certain part of South LA that may have a tendency or are surrounded by gangs to kind of give them a different outlook. And so we have a major partnership with the city of Los Angeles. So, yeah, we're very active with our partners in all different levels. And we love collaborations and building coalitions. That was one of the things that the organization was founded on in 1968. And we're celebrating our 50th golden anniversary year this year. So working with the other nonprofits and partners is a big deal with us, and it's been part of our history ever since 1968.
How do you go about choosing what organizations or nonprofit organizations you partner with?
Well, sometimes it's through recommendations of our corporations or recommendations from our board or nonprofits or other nonprofits may reach out to us on a program, or we may join another nonprofit in a major grant. Let's say that we are both working on from with the city or the county or a national grant, and we're paired up in that area. We work closely with a nonprofit that was created by NBA referee Derek Richardson called Why Can't We Make a Difference? And he works in L.A. focusing on elementary school kids that are underserved, underprivileged, and really goes into the schools and communities. And we've been working with Derek for almost about 10 years. We do a joint boys and young men of color retreat that we call it Brother to Brother, Male by Birth, Man by Choice Retreat, and we work closely with his nonprofit in that area. So, they come through us through referrals, through personal contacts, through other nonprofits who might recommend someone to say, hey, you know, Brotherhood is working great in this area. You may compliment them, or they may compliment you. And if the synergies work and if it's the right fit, that's how we go about it.
And how does sports fit into this whole picture? You mentioned soccer, basketball. Can you tell us why sports?
Well, sports is a great opportunity for young people to bring them together. It, not to say that it's the hook, but sometimes the sports aspect that we use is a hook to get the young people in and involved. And then once they're in and involved through sports and athletics, then we pepper it with the other youth development activities and nutrition activities and things like that. But when it comes to the sports side, we have a very active program called Soccer for Success, or we call it our Scholastic Sports Experience, and it's called Soccer for Success, where we've been partnering over the last 6 years with the U.S. Soccer Foundation to put on our program, Soccer for Success, which is a holistic trauma-informed sports-based youth development program. We focus on youth in South L.A. from ages 5 to 15, and the program was really, and it still is, designed to increase physical activity, number one, but also to improve nutrition education, to help also facilitate mentoring that will improve the kids' academic performance and social behavior. And then we also involve the families in the Soccer for Success program. So that also promotes family and the community unity. And the program is free. And we work with we partner with LA's best at some school sites, but we touch about 6,000 youth a year through our Soccer for Success program. Another sports related, what we do is our books and basketball camp that we partnered with a former NBA player, former NBA, I guess, championship coach, Jim Clemens of the Lakers and the Chicago Bulls fame. And we've started that, let's say, about almost 12 years ago, 12 or 14 years ago, where we have a camp every summer where we have former NBA players, former college players, folks who understand basketball. They will come in and help teach basketball techniques and drills and training, and have little intramural games between the different youth. And then half the other half of the day, they're in a classroom setting, learning about science, learning about how to play chess, learning about how to use logic and reasoning to in their decision making and things like that. And then several years ago, we were tapped by the Los Angeles Clippers to be a part of their Los Angeles Clippers mentoring program. So we're in our third year of that, and where we have 10 young men of color, who are part of the Los Angeles Mentor and Clipper program that's facilitated by one of our program directors at Brotherhood. So sports has been a big part of what we do. Our president and CEO is a former collegiate all-star basketball player. She was a point guard, so she always has an affection for sports. Yes. And how sports helps the youth develop not only physically but emotionally, and then just that whole teamwork aspect of those sports. So, yeah.
Yes. I was thinking about that the other day, how, like, you know, I would never trade my experience of being on, you know, volleyball team or any team, because I learned so much. I learned how to communicate. I use those skills that I learned in the game at work right now, you know, and I think that sports is able to do that and build the character and build dedication and commitment and teamwork and so many traits that employees need today to get their job done.
I think you're absolutely right. And I was reflecting on when I grew up in Philadelphia, although I didn't play football, but I'm definitely an Eagles fan. And I was awesome. So excited a couple weeks ago. Thank you. As a Eagles fan for a number of years, that was really great to see. And of course, I called my family and friends in Philadelphia, and they're excited. Some even went to that parade with about 2 million people out there the other day. So,
great.
Yeah,
how exciting.
That was exciting. Yeah, it was exciting. So, and that football game was exciting too. I'm glad we came out victorious.
Yes, congratulations.
Well, thank you. But yeah, when I played sports, I played organized baseball, and then I ran track and played tennis. But it was really playing on a baseball team and working with those other 15 young men that you do develop characteristics of conflict resolution, set goals and set targets. Play together as a team. You realize that you need all, at least in baseball, you need all 9 players or more to make sure you get the victory. So, but you're absolutely right. Sports is really great for that. It's also great for character building. And then, you know, from the physical activity, that also helps too.
Yeah. Can you talk about the mentoring aspect? I see you have golf mentoring. Talk about mentoring and sports and how Brotherhood Crusade implements that program.
Well, you know, I'll address it from the whole mentoring standpoint, and that's really the base of our youth development programs. While we have a vast amount of youth development programs, but they're all really focused on mentoring, focused on that caring adult, have that one-on-one attention. And however we do that, if it's not through Soccer for Success or we do it through the retreats or even at our youth source center, that is the main crutch of our youth development programs and what we do. And mentoring and focused mentoring is really important to us. And even, for example, we take the youth out on a golfing initiative where we work closely with the Advocates, which is a group of predominantly African-American men. It's a national, really, organization now, founded in Los Angeles, of golfers and people who love golf, and they travel around different areas of the country to play golf and things like that. And we partner with the advocates who come in, and they help teach the youth golf, but also the benefits of how to play. And you know, I've been playing golf for over 30 years, and it's still a more of a mental game than a physical game.
Yes.
But and they also teach the youth about that, of how to have a strong mind and how to really be able to focus. So so our golf part of our mentoring program focuses on that. But that's when talking about what we do. Mentoring is really at the core of every program, every project.
Now, for your soccer program, are you teaming up with the new league that's here in LA and going to be playing at the new stadium?
Well, we play and we have been talking to the new team that will be coming here. When we started the Soccer for Success program, we also partnered with the LA Galaxy, and in South LA in Algin Sutton Park, we built Brotherhood Crusade along with some other partners, major foundation partners and corporate partners such as Microsoft, the California Endowment, and others. We built this $1 million soccer field right in the heart of Los Angeles, like right off of 88th and Hoover, where it was before, it was a deserted park. A lot of folks that were in the area that probably shouldn't be, and it was a little bit unsafe. And we actually built this $1 million soccer field where the neighborhood could actually come in to use the soccer field. And we're one of where we base some of our Soccer for Success activities out of. And it transformed the neighborhood. Crime went down. The drug use went down. Everything in that area that you might consider not right started to improve when that soccer field came on. And so we're really proud of that. And then we were able to re-gift it back to the city. And other organizations get a chance to use the field, but that's one of our prime gems of our soccer program. So we do have a relationship with the LA Galaxy. They use the field sometimes for community events, and we're looking to continue to build our partnerships with folks in the soccer world, but also in the sports world too.
That's awesome. Where do you see Brother Crusade going in the next couple years?
Well, I see us and our CEO, President, Sharice Bremont Weaver, really, we see ourselves continuing to do the fine work that we do, continuing to stay focused in South Los Angeles, and to really build upon our successes from the last 50 years and just continue to be able to give the best and provide the best, you know, trauma-informed programs for the community. You know, we well, part of what we do and what we, you know, say at our organization that, you know, we seek to transition the youth from self to community. And we do this through intentional programs and services that develop the whole community as a whole. And this is a stage orientation program that has five key steps to our success: in learning, thriving, connecting, leading, and working. And when we do that and kind of take that model throughout all our programs, we're successful. You know, some people have asked us about expansion in other parts of Southern California, or going out to other areas. And while we appreciate that people want us to take our model elsewhere, but we'll be very slow and deliberate when we do that, because we are candidly aware of capacity issues that we may have, and you know, we don't want to muddle up the good formula that we have going now. But we see ourselves continuing to be a force in South LA, continue to help our kids and our families live better lives and to be able to make a difference and just continue to sow the seeds and to grow the strong communities that in the areas that we serve.
I love to hear that because a lot of organizations, a lot of nonprofits, they serve a lot of people, but then it's like, well, you have all these programs and you keep saying yes, yes, yes to where there's not enough people to do the work to actively make a difference because it's your time is limited. Everything is just like dwindled down and the energy going into the programs is less and you can't achieve anything when you don't have the energy when you're trying to please everybody, right?
And you're absolutely right. And a lot of nonprofits, and a lot of even corporations, you know, they yes. fall into that trap of rapid growth. And I, you know, now we've been around for 50 years, so we would take our growth bit by bit. But you're right. And you know, we have a great group of staff, and we have great volunteers. But we're very sensitive of burnout. We're sensitive of overwork. We're sensitive of putting too much on our plate, and then we can't really finish the good meal, so to speak, and not really be able to savor it. So we're very sensitive about expansion and growing too fast.
Curtis, can you talk about some of the people that you have a part of the program and maybe a story you can share that has changed a life of a youth in your organization?
Oh, sure. Well, you know, we got many if I sit back and think about it, but one that comes to mind, and this was kind of highlighted, our president CEO talked about it at our last annual big gala where we honored Jim Hill, who is a noted sports anchor.
Love Jim Hill. He's great.
Yeah, it was great. It was really great. That dinner was really, really great. But her name is Ashley. Well, we'll give you her last name, but Ashley. And she started with the program when she was in middle school. And she came to us through our GRID program, our gang reduction youth development program. And I think her people in the school system just wanted to throw her away. They said, you know, she has all these issues. She has all these risk factors, and we don't know what to do with her. So maybe you guys can help her. You know? You know, it was from what now she joined the program before I joined. But what I heard was that you know, she was a challenge. You know, didn't really want to do stuff. Probably had some anger issues and other risk factors. But we worked with Ashley, and this is where we talk about the caring adults. So she came to us probably at 11 or 12 years old. And we worked with her, and she developed through our program, went through the different stages of the program. She, we got her involved in some young ladies-based programs that we have, like this Camp Plus, Preserving Legacies and Uniting Sisterhood, which is mentoring activities that the young ladies do to develop leadership, self-confidence, personal growth awareness, and all in that area, and she excelled in those programs, and then even went off to college, went to a four-year university in Northern California, and so she's recently had a chance to come back to intern with us during the summer, and she has like a 3.4, 3.5 GPA. And
oh, that's great!
This year we surprised her with a $5,000 scholarship check just to, you know, help her in her studies. Because a lot of the youth that are in college, or young people that are in college now, they need that financial help, especially in their
yes.
third, fourth, and fifth year, because they get a lot of scholarships for their freshman year, but then they sometimes need financial help to get them to and through college, and that they're smart enough to be able to do it, but it's that financial sometimes barrier. So we were able to help her there, but it was amazing to see from a 11-year-old to now this 20-year-old, 3.5 academically successful young woman in college. And so that was really a great story, and that we talked about, and Ashley came to the dinner. But so that's one that sticks out, that you actually were able to see the progression over 6, 7, 8, 9 years.
Yeah, it's like my son, he's 5 years old now, and seeing like all the kids at his school and in his classroom, they have many different learning types and many different experiences, of course. But what I love about the school is that they don't brush kids off just because they may be difficult. You know, it's taking that kid and learning what's going on in their life and taking an active role. And again, mentoring. I think that can turn around a kid just like that. Oh, you're paying attention to me. I really matter, you know?
Well, you're absolutely right. That that mentoring and that caring adult piece that we talk about really is a crutch of what we do. But it's also it's a successful model that if a youth and young people, they know if you are not for real, or that if you don't care. Because a lot of the youth that we deal with, their whole community, or sometimes their families or the people in their inner circle, don't care. And they are very wise and sensitive that they can pick up if they think that you really don't care about them, or if you're just trying to pull something over on them, or if you're not really committed. You know, they can sense that out pretty, pretty quickly. And a lot of the youth that we deal with are really nice. I guess I can call them kids because of my age, but really nice mm-hmm. youth and young people. But they come from, let's say, an environment that they're faced with all these different risk factors, and candidly, some maybe risk factors that I didn't grow up under. But they are immersed in a lot of this trauma in their household, trauma in their neighborhoods, and that really builds up on them. So when they sometimes go to school, it's, you know, it's not like these kids can't learn or they're or behind, that you know, they're dealing with all these risk factors in this trauma responsive you know, environment that they live in, that they live in, and that affects them. So
yes.
What we try to do is understand that, meet them where they are, and then try to develop an individual program for each youth, and to bring them along.
We have again, going back to fantastic news of being selected to get the charitable donations at the 2018 NBA All-Star Game. Are you going to the All-Star Game?
I think I am going to go. We are involved in a lot coming up this weekend. We're going to be a part of the NBA Cares, where it's a service project. I think that Friday of the game, where some of our staff and volunteers are going to help the NBA with others on a major service project. On Thursday, the NBA has asked us to host a racial and community healing circle, a program where they are, and we did this several years ago with the Olympic, the men's and women's Olympic gold medal basketball team and Los Angeles Police Department, where we hosted a discussion, we called it what, Leadership Together, a conversation with our sons and daughters, where we brought in our youth, LAPD, and then the sports figures, just to talk about what's happening in the community, the relationship between the communities of color with the police departments, and how sports played into it, and things like that. And it was great. And the NBA asked us to resurrect that again. And they're going to be bringing in some NBA players, some retired players that will sit with the LA Police Department and our youth and to talk about different circles of healing circles and different topics such as accountability, commitment, social change, diversity, compassion, integrity. So that's happening on Thursday. It's a closed event, and it's being really run by the NBA. But we're going to be active in that. As I mentioned, the NBA Cares social, I mean, their community, their service project. Some of our youth will get a chance to go to the practice on Saturday, and our CEO and president and a few others will be going to the game on Sunday when they also announce it. We don't know if they're going to announce it in the beginning of the game or a halftime, but our president and CEO will get a chance to be on the court during the announcement. So that's great and real cool. So I think I'll be going to the game. I think I'll be, to answer the original question, I think I'll be going to the game.
That's very, very exciting. You had mentioned having the youth that you work with become self-actualized, or to, you know, grow within themselves. What are some of the things that you feel that Brotherhood Crusade does that other organizations don't to help them achieve that goal?
Well, I think all organizations who work in our space do good work. And everyone's formula is a little bit different, and everybody's formula for success is a little bit different. I just think that our program's a little bit more focused. I think we're a little bit more intentional. We also focus on the trauma-informed youth, and we understand what that means and how to, and our programs are developed to, with that in mind, to really work with them and try to transform their lives. But going back to when I mentioned our focus and our five pillar focus, where we really work on five developmental areas with them, and we have plans and strategies under each area. And sometimes it may a youth may be able to go through our five pillars of development very fast. Sometimes a youth that we work with might, you know, be stuck. I won't say stuck, but in a pillar a little bit longer until they get it. And you know, under the whole learning banner, you know, we work with them on literacy, college advancement. You know, on the thriving part, we teach them about health and wellness and enrichment, the connecting, where we spend a lot of time on the connecting, let's say, pillar. What we do is that real social emotional learning and then working with different peer networks. Then we also teach them about, we call it leading and contributing, where we teach them advocacy, we teach them community engagement, community service, where we take them out in the community and they work with us on different community-based and community advocacy programs. So we teach them that. And then also the working component, where we take them through vocational life skills and career readiness and employment, that we realize that maybe some of our young people may not go to college, may not go to a 2-year or a 4-year college, but then we have to get them ready to enter the workforce with job readiness skills and those life skills and those social skills that they need to be able to achieve both in college and subsequent life, right? Or in life would be their work career. So I think that how we're different is that we're very, very intentional in our approach and very intentional in what we do and how we do it, and intentional with our mentors and our caring adults that really help execute our plan and strategies.
Curtis, so with Brotherhood Crusade, you do a lot with sports teams and youth and mentorship. a lot of people out there, they want to help. How can they be a part of Brotherhood Crusade?
Well, I think, we looked for new volunteers and, of course, new donors who want to donate to the cause to help our work. But if anyone is interested in volunteering or just finding out more about the organization, feel free to go to our website. There's a link where you can fill out some information, and we're very responsive when you do that. And we'll definitely reach out to you to kind of find out your interests. But so if you go to www.brotherhoodcrusade, and that's all one word, brotherhoodcrusade.org, and you can reach us there, and we will definitely follow up with you. But we do have volunteer opportunities. We have tutoring opportunities, even if people wanted to come in or even bring their companies in to our Youth Source Center to help with mock interviews or help prepare the youth for their job interviews and things like that. So we have an array of opportunities where we could use volunteers, both in our sports base related trauma-informed programs, but also in our career and academic development programs. So just reach out to us, and we'll be able to hopefully find a right fit.
Now, I love that you guys are doing those mock interviews. I wish I had that when I was younger, you know? That's like, wow, to know that you can prepare in a way with professionals that are asking you the questions that your potential employer will ask you. Can you talk about that and what's some of the key takeaways from there?
Sure. Well, you know, we are very blessed because we have strong corporate relations partnerships with folks, and I mean, we'll have the executive VPs of, let's say, AEG will come in and help our youth. We'll have the president of AT&T will come in, and I sit there knowing who these individuals are, and kind of in awe by saying, wow, you know, if you guys are getting coaching for some of the top corporate executives in the world, and to really tell them, hey, you really need to take advantage of this. And of course, and I'm sitting on the side listening to what they're telling our youth.
Yes,
because I'm making mental notes, saying, oh, you know, I can apply that in what I do.
Right.
But through the whole at our Youth Source Center, which is in the Crenshaw area, we base a program out of there called the Junior Executive Leadership Program, and that's a program that prepares teens for college and career and entrepreneurship. Through really, they get some hands-on experience, and they also get some vocational life skills training and development. And that program is really geared to have to inspire the kids and prepare them for success in school or in life or a career. So through that program and through our job placement program, the youth are put through, as I said, mock interviews and interview training and how to interview for a job or how to interview to get into college, how to interview for a scholarship. And they, not only our staff will do it, but also we'll have our partners and sometimes corporations will bring a team of people into the Youth Source Center to be a part of that and to kind of host a training and things like that. We teach our youth how to use LinkedIn, and they're learning different social media aspects that can help them with their education and career development. So there's a lot of opportunities and volunteer opportunities for corporations or individuals who just want to want to help.
Yeah. Now, are you, Curtis, as EVP, are you the one that goes out to these foundation partners or these partners to get them on board to, you know, be part of the mentorship or whatever?
It's a combination of really of all of us, all of us. But mainly it's our CEO, President, Charisse Brevon Weaver, myself, and our board and our corporate advisory board are always looking for opportunities for the growth of the organization and for the organization to be able to partner with folks. So it's really a combination of everyone. I mean, even some of our staff people who may know folks or run into folks or work out of the gym with folks, and they'll come back and say, "Hey, I know so and so, and maybe we should try to reach out to them. I may need somebody to come in and help me talk to them about our organization." So we all at the nonprofit work to bring in new relationships and new partnerships. But some of the major ones are really done by our CEO, president, and then I'll get a chance to help out on some as well.
Now, seeing that you partner with so many stars and so many athletes and organizations, is there anyone that you have met that you were just in awe of? Like, I cannot believe that I'm meeting this person.
Oh, wow. That's
Or even the kids, like, yeah, even the kids, like their reaction to, I mean, maybe meeting Steph Curry or, you know, one of your
Well,
partners.
I think that one of the ones we partner with, interesting story, we partner with AEG. We've been working with AEG for about 5 years on a job shadowing program. So in the summer, we have about 10 juniors and seniors in high school where they are part of a 10-week job shadowing program at AEG. And several years ago, who happened to be in the building at the time and was Phil Anschutz, who is the owner, the creator of, you know, AEG, right? And he happened to be in the hallway and stopped to talk to our youth, and you know they were very gracious and engaging, but they didn't have any idea that was Phil Anschutz, of the man whose name is on it, Anschutz Entertainment Group. So for me, that was kind of neat.
Yeah, if you could have anybody come on board to help the Brotherhood Crusade, who would that be?
Oh, wow. That could be a loaded question, right?
I like asking loaded questions.
Yeah, that could be loaded because, you know, people maybe who are listening to the program say, "Well, why did you say that?" But what I would probably say would be President Obama and former First Lady Michelle Obama. Because of really what we do in the mentoring and education and working with boys and young men of color and the aggressive and positive things we're doing with the young ladies, and then also the whole sports aspect that we do, really I think falls into their work, both when they were in the White House and then after their White House years. So that would really be great.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Okay, let's put that out there for you, right?
Yeah, we'll put it out there.
Okay, again, Curtis, tell us the breakdown of what's happening with the National Basketball Association and Brotherhood Crusade.
Well, I think this next weekend is really going to be a great weekend. It adds to our current working relationship that we have with the NBA and with the NBA and the organizations that surround the NBA. We have a strong relationship with the Los Angeles Clippers currently through the LA Clippers mentoring program. We won the LA Clippers Challenge 2 years in a row. We raised enough money in their crowd rise contest, and we've received a donation from the Clippers Foundation as well as won a Kia Motors car minivan 2 years in a row. So we're very active involved. The Chris Paul and Foundation, Family Foundation, and Chris Paul, although he not a Clipper anymore. He's with the Rockets, but their foundation, and he is still very actively involved with the Brotherhood Crusade and the relationship that we've garnered with Chris as just personally with him and his family is irreplaceable. So that still keeps us connected. Russell Westbrook, when he was at UCLA before, was a part of our program, an early form of the Books and Basketball program, and he came back as a coach and a mentor, I think, when he was at UCLA. So we had
that's
that.
So cool.
Yeah, we had that connection, and you know, he's born and raised in Los Angeles. So, and we're just continuing to develop our partnerships, not only with the NBA, but with other sports teams and other organizations throughout Los Angeles. But we're real excited that the NBA tapped us to be one of the charities of the All-Star Game, and we're really looking forward to that. And of course, we want Team Steph Curry to win, but we're looking for a good game.
Yes, very much so. I can't wait to see. You have to send me pictures of the students that get a chance to attend the All-Star Game and practice with you guys. I just want to see their faces.
All right, I'll definitely will make sure. If I don't do it, I'll get our VP of communications to send some pictures out to you.
Awesome. And again, Curtis, if you can tell our listeners how they can sign up to be a volunteer or learn more about Brotherhood Crusade, how can they do that?
Well, if you're interested in learning more about Brotherhood Crusade, and this year is our 50th anniversary, so a lot of things will be happening in Los Angeles around our golden anniversary. But I would say give us a call at 323-846-1649. That's 323-846-1649. Or visit our website at www.brotherhoodcrusade, that's all one word, .org. Or also you can follow us on the social media side. You can follow us and learn more about us on Twitter or Facebook. And our address is B Crusade on both Twitter and Facebook, and you can find out more about us through that. And yeah, definitely give us a call, send us an email, say you want to help, say you want to donate, and we'll definitely follow up with you and get you involved.
Well, it's truly been a pleasure. Please give my regards to Charisse Bremond Weaver. She came on my show a couple times, and I appreciate it. So give her a big hug and kiss from me, all right?
All right, I'll definitely tell her that, and she told me to tell you hi. She looks forward to seeing you sometime in 2018, and I'll make sure I get you on the invite list to some of our events that will be happening on this special year, which is our 50th anniversary.
Oh, I would love that. Mr. Curtis Silvers, Executive Vice President of Brotherhood Crusade, thank you for sharing your time with us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It was great talking to you, and look forward to seeing you soon this year.
ESPN LA 710.
Brotherhood Crusade has a history of building alliances with other organizations, corporations, and foundations of goodwill that are committed to and understand the tremendous need for helping our community and people grow and prosper. For more information, please log on to brotherhoodcrusade.org. I'm LaFern Cusack. This is ESPN LA 710.